Phantom of Manhattan by Frederick Forsyth. Read by Peter Marinka. What has now become the legend of the Phantom of the Opera began in the year 1910 in the mind of a French author now almost completely forgotten. As with Bram Stoker and Dracula, Mary Shelley and Frankenstein, Victor Hugo and Quasimodo, the Hunchback of Notre Dame, Gaston Leroux chanced upon a vague folktale and saw within it the kernel of a truly tragic story. From this he spun his tale. But here the similarities must end. The other three works became immediate popular successes and remain to this day legends known to every reader, cinema-goer, and millions more besides. Around Dracula and Frankenstein, entire industries have been built, with scores if not hundreds of reprints and recreations on film. Leroux, alas, was no Victor Hugo. When his slim little book emerged in 1911, it caused a brief flutter in France, and even received newspaper serialization before falling into virtual oblivion. Only a fluke, 11 years later, 5 years before the author's death, brought his story back into prominence and set it on the road to immortality. That fluke took the form of a very small and genial once-German Jew called Karl Lemley, who had emigrated to America as a boy and, by 1922, had become president of Universal Motion Pictures of Hollywood. In that year, he took a vacation in Paris. Leroux had by then started to dabble in the smaller French film industry, and it was through this connection that the two men met. In an otherwise desultory conversation, the American film mogul mentioned to Leroux how impressed he had been by the vast Paris Opera House, still to this day the biggest in the world. Leroux responded by giving Lemley a copy of his even by then disregarded book of 1911. The president of Universal Pictures read it through in a single night.